BJ and Jamie.
I'll tell you what, even though I know, like, I was up in Vail, and I know I-70 is a pain in the butt and all that, but man, that is like crazy. Like, wow, this is a blizzard. We could die, but let's go into the resort and not die.
Yeah, that's it's cool to be in a resort.
So good.
I don't think I'd want to be on a cabin on a hillside somewhere.
That might be a little terrifying.
Yeah. That might be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Or just secluded.
Yeah.
Isolated, you know?
And like avalanche.
But if you can afford to be in a resort, you know, 5-star.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hot tub.
That's
the best part is when you're sitting in the hot tub and that blizzard is just coming down on you.
Snow's coming down. Oh, yeah, that's the life.
It's so good.
There's a reason people who are rich love it.
I had a Groupon.
You did? Just say it. Most people don't get that view.
So can I tell you one thing that was embarrassing at this 5-star resort? So we agreed that we were going to split it, right? So that's fine. And so we're checking in and it's a little pricey. Not going to lie. It's a little pricey. So I say, do you take AAA?
AAA?
Yeah, because you get discounts all over Colorado with a AAA card.
And
I have
AAA.
Nope.
Well,
they like are like,
I guess
no.
The 5-stars, they don't take any discounts,
they're like,
do they?
They're like,
yeah. No discounts for you.
And then I felt so embarrassed. I'm like, how about, do you have a Groupon for this?
No.
And the guy's like, sorry, darling.
Yeah.
But we did steal the robes.
At that point, you're holding up the line.
There was no line.
Well, I'm just saying, people. If there are people behind you, you're asking dumb questions. Groupons, AAA.
Yeah.
At that point, even the guy behind the counter saying, look, ma'am, either check in or get the hell out of here.
So we did that thing that I told you about that you need to do.
What's
so
that?
You always act like that there's no robes in the room.
Yeah.
And so then you're like, you call housekeeping. You're like, there's no robes in the room. And they're like, oh, so sorry. We'll bring you two more. And so they bring you two more. Now they don't have inventory.
You keep them.
And you keep them.
You bring me a robe.
I can go get it. It's in the back of the truck.
I'd love to have a robe.
I mean, it's a little damp.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Do you want
I'll try it out. Yeah.
I have tons.
I'd love to. I'll put it on this morning. I'll wear it during the show.
Dylan,
come here. I want a robe.
Okay.
I've been telling you all along. I want a robe.
Okay.
When you get to one of these, I can't afford to stay at these fancy places, so I can't steal the robes.
Wait, give me your keys. I'll go get it.
Oh, this is great. Oh, my God.
Oh,
day.
Yeah.
This is like Christmas for me.
BJ in a robe all morning.
Dude, I've wanted a. I've talked about a robe on this show for how long?
A long time.
And I can't afford it to, you know, to stay in a hotel that you got to pay $1,500 a night.
It's in the trunk.
I'm guessing this.
Get the belt.
And I'm the
nice
type
robe.
Too. I'm really reluctant about stealing the robes. I'll take a towel here and there from the Cayman Islands, but I can't take the robes because I feel like they're going
to
track me down,
the
put me
I
in
do.
Jail.
But you have to do it how I do it.
I know, but it still
Brilliant.
Terrifies me.
You
I'm
have
just
to
not
call
that good of a thief.
And say there's no, and you have to be kind of pissed. So you have to do it like this. Hello, the 5-star resort and hotel in Vail. Yeah, we are getting in-room massages in about 10 minutes, and we don't have robes in our room.
Woo! Oh, you're angry.
Act like you're pissed.
Yeah, you act like
oh,
that,
my God,
you
sorry,
know,
we'll
this
be
is an inconvenience
right
for what I'm paying.
Yeah.
By That's the way, a brilliant idea.
We got in-room massages?
Yeah. Oh.
I swear the lady was giving me wet willies.
Really?
That's something I'll tell you a little bit later.
Wet willies.
It was crazy.
Is that a good thing or bad?
It was bad.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
It sounds bad.
Oh.
It was bad.
Oh.
Why would you give me a wet willy?
I don't think that's a massage.
A little
move.
Wet willy in the room isn't that bad, pal.
Oh, well, you
what
text,
tell
text Dylan and tell him I'm on that side.
Okay.
He's going to be on the wrong side. Because remember, we got all turned around because Bellevue was closed.
Yeah.
So I'm on that side.
Oh, I got you.
He'll
gotcha.
Be looking for the
all right.
truck. All right. Anyway, well, I just gave you a nice robe.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to put it on. I'm a little chilly. Even though it's damp.
Yeah, it's a little damp.
That's okay.
It's a little damp because I used it for when we got out of the hot tub, and so it's going to be a little...
Oh, that's where the dampness comes from?
Ew.
I'm glad you explained it.
Wow.
Well, it was in my mind.
Ew. Are you yucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm yucky. Yeah. Okay, anyway. What happened to the Air Force Academy Falcon?
Oh, he got injured.
What happened?
I think he flew into a pole.
He did?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. He got injured in some fashion, but they say he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I just saw a headline that it said the Air Force Academy Falcon is going to be okay, and I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what happened at all. It's kind of scary.
I don't know.
Anyway, the Rolling Stones, that's a big gossip thing that happened yesterday after everybody was downtown at the Broncos game, because there's a big Rolling Stones banner hanging from the side of what field is this now?
Mile High Stadium.
Mile High Stadium, yep. And no dates, no announcement, no nothing, just that big banner.
What do you think it means?
I think it means the Rolling Stones are coming.
That's a good deduction.
Yeah. But when and where and why?
We'll go with that.
I don't know. It's just kind of...
I don't know. I saw a picture just a few minutes ago. I'm combing through some stuff online of Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones. Ooh. Oh, my God. Ooh. That poor guy.
Yeah.
He's going to tour?
Is it bad?
Oh, man. Jamie, you should see it. He's wearing a hoodie, and it looks like he's dressed up for Halloween. It looks like he's got a mask on, a big wrinkly mask.
Really?
Yeah. Oof. It's nasty looking.
That's not
good. But he could be here, and tickets are only $400.
Yeah. Oh, it says the Falcon was stolen by a rival school, and its wing was injured.
Well, that's not good.
They kidnapped the bird?
And you did it from the Air Force Academy? Don't you know they'll track you down?
Yeah, they'll take you out.
Good. Whoa. The bird's going to be okay, it looks like.
Oh, it was by the cadets from West Point. Oh, it's all fun and games till the bird gets an arm torn off.
Yeah. You schmucks. Don't you guys have guns to shoot and tanks to drive?
Exactly.
Leave the bird alone.
Dear Lord.
Well, I'm outraged now. Even though I've got a robe. I'm a little outraged.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if
you have... But it's okay. I can be outraged in a robe.
I think that Dylan took off in my fast car and is never coming back.
Well, we won't see him. He's over at Krispy Kreme by now.
I just realized I gave Dylan my keys to my fast car.
If that schmuck comes walking up here wearing that robe, I'm going to kill him.
I hope he remembers the belt.
Yes, don't forget. Sean, text him.
Don't forget the belt.
BJ needs the belt.
He may have taken off with your car because he left his phone here.
Uh-oh.
So now we can't even reach him.
Oh, no.
Or he might be locked out of the building.
He could be locked out.
Did he bring his card?
I don't know. He just jumped and ran.
I bet he locked himself out of the car.
That's my robe. Where the hell's my robe?
Who cares about that? The poor kid's outside freezing.
I don't care about him.
He weighs 45 pounds.
But Dill, if you're listening in Jamie's car as you tool around town.
Oh, my God.
Don't lose that robe and belt.
He's locked out of the building. He's literally 45 pounds wet. He's got to be out there freezing.
Yeah.
Poor kid. Anyway. All right. I saw you post about this, and then I read the comments underneath it, and that was about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't read the comments. I just posted and went to bed.
Well, I read them.
No, I went to bed, though. I was tired.
Well, so it came in number one, obviously, at the box office, Bohemian Rhapsody. This is the one I want to go to. So one of the people that posted said it was so fun where they went to see the movie because everybody was singing along with the tracks.
Really?
The whole crowd, like kind of like a, what's that thing called?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were all singing this.
Was the movie worth seeing?
People
loved it.
Yeah,
but
what this
that.
One guy said is that they would all start singing the songs. How fun would that be?
Silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
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 Galileo Figaro!
Magnifico!
I just see people in different areas of the theater standing up, Galileo,
right?
Galileo.
That's how he made it sound in the comment. And then he said at the end of it, they all stood up and did a standing ovation for the movie.
Really?
He said he's never experienced a movie like that in his life.
Will you let me go?
You know, and the only drawback to the movie with the reviews that I saw were people were saying that they didn't delve into Freddie Mercury's personal life, being gay, and some of the turmoil that came along with his, I guess, wackiness. But they just basically stuck to the band and the music.
Yeah, so it wasn't like...
And maybe that's okay.
I don't think it got dark.
Yeah.
So I think that's what people appreciated, right?
Did well.
Yeah, but I want to be at a place where they stand up and sing, and that would be fun.
Well, you know what? As soon as Dylan gets back here with my robe, you and I can stand up and sing.
We are the champions, my friend.
Here he comes. comes. Here he comes. You are the champion. Oh, jeez. Come here. You can't tell me.
Oh, I got
to. You're giving me a
rope. I'm going to take a video.
This is great.
Don't show that. Wait, can I? Can I ask you a favor?
Let's start the video.
Do not show that. Wait, listen. This is very important. You cannot show the logo of the name on that robe.
Yeah, they'll come and arrest me.
No, but I want to go back to that place.
I'll turn you guys in a heartbeat.
So you can't.
I'll say this was a gift.
Okay, all right. Oh, Dylan.
Oh, this is like I just won like a world championship of something.
It's like getting the green jacket, but different.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like, hang on a second. This thing's a little tight. Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Dale, would you mind the belt? Would you belt me up, Dale?
Oh, my God.
Belt me up.
Oh, my God.
This is great.
At this hotel, you see them.
I feel like James Brown. Didn't they come out on stage and put a robe on him when he was singing every now and then?
Did they?
And then they would pat his sweat.
Oh, yeah. You know? Hey, so you have like a guy to pat
my sweat for you. Thank you.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh, look at me and my robe this morning.
You're welcome.
You know what? This tabloid trash is over. This is all we need.
I will post this.
This is great.
Oh my God. You got a robe. Now they have the emblem on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Just don't mind that big A that's embroidered in the. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That stands for Hotel Aurora.
Yeah, exactly.
Hotel Aurora. That's where this came. Oh, look how nice this is.
I love that.
Oh, man. We're going to get a rope today. I'm going to work in rope every day. I wonder if I could just hang it in here.
I got a hook I can put up in there for you.
Now you'll steal it.
Yeah,
schmuck.
Someone will steal it.
You never brought my tent back. You have her air conditioner. You think you wouldn't take my robe?
Somebody would steal that. That's a nice robe.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. No, someone would.
They see that logo, the Hotel Aurora? They'll take it in the heart.
Right. Well, you're welcome, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Jamie, that is so nice of you.
Yeah, it really is. I know.
Yeah. Now me and Okie Dokie have matching robes.
That is the truth. They do.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.